The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Saturday morning again. I'm Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340 KROC AM, 96.9 FM. With Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Are you jet lagged?
You know, I'm doing all right. I just have been going to bed really early, like 8, and getting up really early, like 3:30.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to adjust that back to about my normal, which is more like 9 to 5. So I'm getting to bed a little earlier and getting up a little earlier, but I'm going to try to get back on track. But no, I've done pretty well, actually.
Oh, gosh. So you just got back from Croatia, of all places, right?
Yes. Was not on my bucket list, I'm not going to lie. We had some friends ask us maybe 3 weeks before we actually went on the trip, hey, we're going to Europe. Do you guys want to join us? And I said, where are you going and when? And she's like, in 3 weeks. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And they were going for 15 days. They were going to Italy first and a couple different places. They went on a 3-day bike tour, and they lost me right there because definitely I wasn't going to go to Europe to die. I'm not the most coordinated person in the world. So I'm like, yeah, no, no. But then they said the last week they were going to spend in Croatia. And I thought, well, that doesn't sound bad. And we belong to this vacation club called Inspirato. So I got online to see if they had a place there, and they did. So I'm like, yeah, we'll meet you in Croatia. And we did. So pretty impromptu. And I have to say, well, we did it last year. We went to Ireland last year. But very seldom do we travel just for a vacation. Normally, if we go somewhere, it's for a RE/MAX trip of some sort or some listen to some speaker about real estate or go to speak to people about real estate. But it's usually always work related. So we managed to pull it off last year and didn't miss a beat. So I thought, let's do this. And it was awesome.
A real vacation.
A real vacation. And I told you this before we got online, but I'll say it again. The best part about it was when we got up to start our day, you know, we were walking to the bakery at 7 in the morning. Well, it was midnight at home. So my phone had one purpose, and that was to take pictures. And so I took a lot of them. But like for the first 8 hours of my day, I did not worry about checking emails, text messages, or phone calls because of knowing that everybody at home was sleeping. So by the time I started taking calls and answering emails, I was up for another, you know, maybe 5-6 hours. And then after that, I was in bed. So yeah, I worked about a third of what I work normally. So it was very nice. It was very nice.
Taking a third of your time off is a real vacation for Robin.
It was, because it was beautiful and it was relaxing. And I knew that people at home were covering everything. I know Elizabeth did the radio show for me last week and did a great job. And my team members were there to show my clients' houses and to deal with anything that I wasn't able to. So it was great. Yeah, I loved it.
And when you were gone, I don't know how this happened. I watched a movie, and one of the scenes in the movie, quite lengthy scene, was some big mansion that was right along the Adriatic Sea in Croatia.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, wow, if that's the kind of things that you were seeing, that's pretty amazing.
Oh, it was amazing. And believe me, when we saw RE/MAX signs, we were calling. We were calling the number to find out how much the property was. We, you know, because you can't help yourself, right? So we were very curious. And so what we found out in this town, we stayed in a town called Primostine. But in this bigger town called Split, which is where the airport was that we flew into, we found out that basically there are apartments, right? Because everything's really just tall and skinny and old and, you know, it's all in the city. They are like over $600 a square foot.
A square foot?
$600 a square foot for their apartments in Split, Croatia. And I said, how does anybody afford to live here? Like, I don't get it. And they said, well, most people inherit. So like what was grandma and grandpa's became mom and dad's and then became the kids, you know, so I don't know how they choose which kid, but, so we talked to a lot of people, a lot of our tour guides and waiters and, we went to an olive oil testing, that guy, they all inherited their homes from family. So they, wow. they said we were lucky to get, you know, an olive field, or I was lucky enough to get an apartment, and I was lucky enough to get the house and, you know, whatever. But so mostly it's just all passed down from generation to generation. Otherwise it's just super expensive.
Yeah. I imagine small too, because who else, I mean, it would have to be really small at those kind of prices.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
So again, you know, once again, it just made us realize how lucky we are. We don't have the Adriatic Sea, but we do have the beautiful Mississippi River and lots of beautiful lakes. And we kept saying, boy, we are so lucky because we do live in such a beautiful part of the country. I mean, their whole country is so tiny, 3.8 million people in their entire country.
Wow. That's less than the entire state of Minnesota by quite a bit.
Yeah, I think, aren't we closer to 5 million?
So, well, I think we're a little over. Yeah, then you think about where, you know, the Mississippi River in southeastern Minnesota, the Driftless area and the bluffs. It is. It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful part of the country. So just for my curiosity, I know it's been 30 years, but did they talk about the war at all when you were there?
A little bit, you know, because they talked about how many times they had been taken over by this empire and this.
Right.
And I was like, my God. So because there's so many, there's such a mix of languages and people, and then they would show us things like these big walls that surrounded the cities, and they'd say, well, this used to have, you know, lion heads, but then when the next ruler came in, all of those came down, and you know, so they just told us all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
I mean, you could tell I was listening part way, but John and Scott were very, very they were good listeners, and Beth and I would get a little distracted with the shops and whatever was going on. So, yeah, it was great.
And using your camera, not your phone.
Exactly. It was amazing. I got a lot of really beautiful. It was a very easy place to photograph because everywhere you looked, it was just beautiful. And again, was never on my list, never thought about going to Croatia, but I would highly recommend it to anybody who has considered it. Even if you haven't considered it, I would highly recommend it. It's
awesome.
A lot of fun.
Okay. Well, we're here to talk real estate, Robin, but let's take a quick break and then dive into it so we have some time. We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results, here at News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. All right, Robin, before we started off, you mentioned that a new market report is available.
Yes, and the good news is, unlike Croatia, the average dollars per square foot is not 600. So we're good, okay? We have 333 active listings in Rochester through today. We have 185 pending, and in the last 6 months, 1,054 have sold.
So that's up a little bit.
Yeah. So, and if you look at those numbers, if 1,054 sold in the last 6 months and we've only got 333 active, that means we are looking at like a little over a month's worth of inventory.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
On average.
So it is tight.
Okay. Yeah. So we need some listings, people. If you got some houses you think of, you've been thinking about selling them, give us a call because we definitely need listings. We have, and people say, really? It feels like there's so many on the market. It feels like they're sitting forever and ever. And I'm like, nope, they're not sitting forever and ever. The average days has actually been 82, but that's less than 3 months and does not qualify as forever and ever. And the median days has actually been 47. So guess what? It's a good amount of time for people to actually prepare themselves for the move.
And what you're saying, too, with these numbers I'm hearing is what you predicted. Things are picking up a bit.
Yeah,
because
they are.
We had been for the past, I don't know, it's probably 6-7 months when you said total numbers sold over 6 months. It hasn't been above 1,000 for quite a long time.
It hasn't been above 1,000. Nope, you're right, it hasn't. So, yeah, we have. So, I have told you we set a team goal for to sell $100 million worth of real estate this year, okay? And a few, let's see, it would have been maybe the middle of September. We were only at like 78 million. So I said, okay, we really got to finish hard, you know, finish strong. We got to continue to get out there and work, continue to hold the open houses, continue to make the phone calls to the people we've been working with, make sure we're sending them the houses that are available. I mean, it doesn't just fall in your lap. You have to get out there and work and make it happen. So we made this visual for the back of the door in our conference room. And it's sort of like when they used to do that thermometer and they would fill it up. I think it was United Way, right? Yep. And it would go higher, higher, higher. Well, guess what? We had our team meeting on Tuesday, and we are already at, well, by Tuesday, we were at 99
Holy cow.
Million with closed and pending. So we still have some that sure. aren't closed, but we'll close this year. Well, already yesterday, Brian told me that we surpassed 100 million. We were at 100,500,000. So we've already hit our goal for the year. And then our second goal was to have $10 million worth of sales carried over that will close in 2026 to start the year off strong. And we are definitely going to be on that because everything we do from this day forward, you know, will be going toward that.
Wow.
I mean, some of the things will still close this year, but yeah, once you get into November, usually you're, you know, getting into closing in January, whatever.
Yeah, early January.
Yeah, so things are going great. Our market is strong. When I talk to my colleagues around the country, they just find that so hard to believe because so many of their markets are just struggling and they've got like one person told me they had 30 months worth of inventory. And I am looking at this and across all price ranges now, all the way up to 500,000, the most we have is 1.5 months worth of supply. And that is 100 to 200, believe it or not. Other than that, it's 1.4, 1.3, 1.2, 1.4. And then 500 to 600, we have 2.5 months worth. 600 to 700, we have 3 months worth. 700 to 800, 2 months worth. And then once we get over 900, then things are sitting longer.
Sure.
900 to a million, we've got 6.5 months worth of inventory. We have zero inventory between 1 million and 1 million one because there's not one single house listed in that price range right now. Between 1 million one and 1 million two, we've got 4 months worth of supply. Between 1.2 and 1.3, we've got 7 months. Between 1.3 and 1.4, we've got 10 months. So we're looking at almost a year's worth of supply there. And over 1.4 million, we've got 14 listings in Rochester right now. And that is equivalent to 7 months worth of inventory. So the higher end is what's bringing the number up to 1.9 months overall. But if you look at everything under 500,000, we're looking at 1.5 months, maybe 1 and 1.4 months. So 6 weeks worth of inventory.
That's scarce.
So, yeah, it's scarce. So the good houses are still selling pretty darn quickly. Now, pretty darn quickly might mean 14 days instead of two days, but that's still pretty darn quickly. And when
houses are priced crazy fast.
And when houses are priced right, they are selling for what they are priced at, okay? So list-to-sale ratio, going down the price range, it's like 98%, 101%, 99, 99, 100, 101, 101, 101, 100, 99, 100, 100, 99, 98, 99, 99, 100, 99. So the least that I can see is 96%. And that was between 1 million and 1.1 million sold at 96% of their list price. And again, at 1.2 million to 1.3 million. And we get down to 1 million, four and up. Those have sold for 102% of their list price.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's right because it's new construction and new construction is typically you know, there's less room to move in negotiation. Sure. Because if you think about how they come up with a price in new construction, they just add up what they've invested in it, what it's going to cost them to sell it, and what their profit is. And yep. clearly, you can't change what you've spent on it. You can't change what it's going to cost to sell it. And if you cut out your profit, then why in the world are you a builder? So right. it wouldn't really work that well. So that's where there's the least amount of movement in price. But yeah, I mean, things are selling overall. That means that all averages out, market average, that things are selling 100% list to sale ratio. And the median is 101%. So I get really frustrated when realtors call me and say, I'm sorry this offer is so low, but I've noticed that your house has been on the market for 33 days. I say, okay, what is your point? What is your point, please? Because the average days on market is 82, and we've been on the market 33, and the average houses are selling at 100% list to sale ratio. So, I'm having a hard time understanding your $30,000 under ask offer.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, and it happens. And I think sometimes it's just because, and I'm not burning on anybody in particular, but sometimes realtors are just inexperienced and new. And maybe they started when things sold in 3 days. And so maybe 33 days does feel like an eternity. But it's our responsibility to know this data so we can prepare our sellers and our buyers accordingly. So we can explain to them that, listen, when your house is still on the market in 60 days, I do not want you to be discouraged. And it doesn't mean that it's overpriced. It's just the way the market is now.
Sure. So do you run into that, that you have a buyer come to you that you represent and say, I want to offer this, you know, way under price? And you
oh,
have-
my gosh. Yes, we do. And that's a really good question, because this is where I feel like, as a professional, it is my job to say that is an unrealistic offer. I mean, I often make analogies with the medical field, right? But if I'm the doctor and someone comes in and their problem is that they're just eating all wrong, right? And if I don't say to them, you have to knock this off and you have to change the way you're eating, or you're going to have major health issues ahead of you, right? I say to people, if you make this offer, all you're going to do is basically make the seller really angry and not like you. And if anybody else has an offer, they're going to take any other offer over yours.
Sure.
Because people will say, won't they just come back with, you know, a better counter offer? Well, yes, if you make a realistic offer going in, they might. But as the listing agent, when people bring us unrealistic offers, this is what I advise my sellers. Let's just reject this, because they're not even in the ring, right?
Yeah.
Let's just reject it and tell them that we don't take any offense. And if you want to get real and you want to bring back a more realistic offer, we welcome you to do that. But this one is not.
Yeah. And then if you end up, you know, as the seller in a situation where you have multiple offers, that person put themselves in the back seat.
Oh, yeah. Even if a second offer comes in that's like contingent on a house being sold, or they're asking for the moon, you all of a sudden like those people better because they didn't insult you, right? So, I mean, there's so much more to it than meets the eye. And I feel like if people aren't being, you know, like if an agent says, sure, we can do that, we can try that. And I've said to realtors, you know, why will you do that? And they say, well, it says we have to. We have to write anything the buyer asks. That's our fiduciary duty. You know, as long as they ask us to do it, we have to do it. I say, yes, that is all true. But it's also our job to educate them and help them understand that what they're doing could be very detrimental to their own goal. Right?
Right.
Because if we don't teach them that and then they can't get a house, then we've failed. I mean, they're hiring us to help them buy a house.
Yep. We have to take a break already, Robin. So
All right. We'll
get that out of the way. We'll come right back. Robin Gwaldy, Gwaldy Group, RE/MAX Results. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Robin, that time of the morning where we check to see if you have listings to share with us.
I do. All right. So over in Wabasha, I have the sweetest listing. Oh, my gosh. The address is 1049 Talon Avenue. It is a better than new. Now, it was built in 2022. So then you say it's 3 years old. How's it better than new? Well, it's better than new because the owners added a beautiful maintenance-free deck, and they put in one of those aluminum pergolas that are bolted down so that stays. And they've done all the custom window treatments, and she has it all painted. It's decorated so cute. And they have done a little bit of finishing to the lower level. They put in a bathroom, and they had a gorgeous gas fireplace installed. So the bathroom or the lower level is really honestly pretty close to being finished. It wouldn't take much at all. The walls are up, the electricity is run. So, you know, it's a matter of some sheetrock, some paint, some flooring, and some light fixtures. And then the lower level would be finished, which would add two more bedrooms. Right now it's got two bedrooms and three baths, and it's just neat and clean and perfect. And it's less than $300,000.
Oh, wow.
$299,000. Yeah. And the very first day on the market, we received a full price offer, but it was contingent upon the sale of a property. And they just didn't want to wait because it wasn't even here in town. It was, you know, it was in Minnesota, but somewhere above the cities, and they thought, oh, we better not. And then now it's been a week and we haven't received another offer. So it's a bit of a bummer, but again, it's okay because it's a week, right? So yeah. I know that we're going to get an offer, and I know that it'll be a very good offer. But if you want to be the lucky person and you're hearing this, you don't want to miss this house. It's really, really a good one.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic.
It's a good one. All right. Then we have 2221 Peterson Drive in Stuartville, and that is a another split, a bigger split. It has sits on a third of an acre, which is really nice, and it's listed at $529,900. It has four bedrooms and three baths, so that one is completely finished, and has a three-car garage. So that one is available if you're looking for something in Stuartville. Over in Austin, we have this cute little Tudor style. It's got brick on the front with that wood in the peak, you know, like the normal Tudor style. Yep. But really cute little house. It is at 4th Street Northwest. What is the actual address? Oh, here we go. 12th Place. 404 12th Place Northwest. So it's 4th Street is what you take to get there. But it is $224,900. Now, this one was built in 1935, and it is full of gorgeous wood and a lot of charm. It's a three-bed, three-bath house with a one-stall garage detached. Really cute little charming house. So now I've got something for you in Wabasha, something for you in Stuartville, something for you in Austin. I've got things in Rochester, of course. We've got one at 2032 Fox Valley Drive Southwest, so over by my favorite store, TJ Maxx. Just go up that hill. And this one is four beds, four baths, 3,500 square feet, three-car garage. The whole exterior of the house was redone by these sellers. They had all the old siding removed and new siding put on, newer roof, newer windows. Very, very nice house. And this one is also sits on almost a third of an acre, 0.29, and it's $589,900.
Wow. Yeah. That's a nice house for that price, yeah.
It's a nice house. It's in nice condition. Lots of lots. We have lots and more lots. We've got lots in Southwest Rochester, lots in Northwest Rochester, lots in Preston, Minnesota. So if you're looking to build, definitely check out our website for lots. Now, Owatonna, I still have that big, beautiful, historical house over in Owatonna, and the price just kills me, because if this house were in Rochester, it would be a whole lot more. It is in mint condition. And I mean, when you walk in, you feel like you've walked back in time. You're sitting in the parlor and you're expecting the lady to come in the full length dress or the maid to greet you. I mean, it is gorgeous. And it's 6 bedrooms and 6 baths and 4,300 square feet. And it has a 2-car garage. It was built in 1898 and has been in the same family for 4 decades.
Oh my gosh.
It's really well maintained, and it's $565,000.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it is so good. So that is just great. And then if you love that old mansion, we've got a true mansion in Winona. This one was built in 1929 and is right on the park and the lake in Minnesota. It's 661 Market Street. This house is another huge one. 6 bedrooms, 6 baths, all stone on the outside. They just redid the roof on this house, and I think he told me it was $300,000 to redo the roof.
Oh, my gosh. Because
it's those slate tiles. You know, they're just beautiful.
Oh,
anyway, that one is all 8,700 square feet of that house. You can call it your own for $2,400,000.
So you're right on Lake Winona and right below the bluff.
Yes, it's gorgeous. It is gorgeous. I honestly, if I were younger, I think I may have said this before on this show, but it's true fact. I would buy that and turn that into a wedding venue, because the park is right across the street and this place. I mean, think about the Plummer House. It's very much like that. And think about, it's just cool. It's just really, really cool. And we've got one in Pine Island at 9 Island Heights Court. And that one is a 3-bed, 3-bath, 3,400 square foot ranch style house with a 3-car garage, built in 1990 for $499. I don't know. Am I running out of time or am I okay?
We're almost out of time. So go ahead.
Well, I mean, I just have them. I've got more in Rochester. I've got more in Wabasha. I've got another one in Winona. Well, actually, that one is sold now. Yay. So, I mean, you can find any of these listings on our website, of course. I should just probably mention on Cooley Way in Wabasha, which is out by the Wabasha County Fairgrounds. We have a builder that bought some lots and has 3 brand new constructions going on out there, and they are pretty close to being ready to occupy. We have a ranch style for $399 with 0 entry, really nice. 2 beds, 2 baths, 1,300 square feet, and that one's $399. We've got 2 splits on that same little strip of lots, and they are 2 beds and 1 bath with an unfinished lower level. Both of them have 3-car garages, and those are $324.9, brand new construction.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've got some deals. So find them on our website or call us, you know, anytime. And, of course, those are just the Gwaltney Group listings. There are other listings that other agents have as well, and we can certainly take you in to see anybody's listing as long as you're not working with another realtor, of course.
Okay. So now that your schedule is more in line with our schedule, how do they reach you by phone?
Absolutely. Call my cell phone anytime. That number is 507-259-4926. And I honestly, truly look forward to your phone calls.
All right, Robin. Welcome back. And thanks again. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.